cliffcentral.com.
Isn't it true that as you get older, your head gets bigger? Oh, no, it's your ears. Is it your ears that get bigger?
Your ears get bigger. Ears get bigger and nose hair grows.
Oh,
that's
two things no one wants.
That can't be true for everyone, though.
Well, look at Prince Philip. Test any theory out on whatever his face is left, or what's left of his face.
Is that mostly a man thing?
Yeah. I don't think women's ears get extremely big.
I don't think so.
I hope not.
Well, there we go. Us men, cursed, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're not meant to live so long. We're living too long. I hate to say this because I want to live forever. You know that. But we live too long. That's why people can't stay in a marriage. I mean, we're meant to be dead. Humans, our lifespan used to be before we started inventing medicine and figuring out what to eat and how to stop running into traffic and not being mauled to death by saber-toothed tigers.
Ooh.
We used to last maximum 60-odd years. Maximum. So when you get to... People talk about a midlife crisis when you hit like 35, 40, right? Because that used to be in the middle of your life.
Sure.
So I reckon there's an end-of-life crisis that starts happening with a lot of people.
At 60 or something.
Yeah, because you're like, I'm still here. Have you forgotten me, God?
Oh, no.
But also because we're not running away from tigers, we've become so fat and lazy as well and so complacent.
That's it. So
that's where all the arrogance comes in. Back in the day, you were never arrogant because you knew a tiger was around the corner.
So I would say to people who are experiencing some kind of a crisis because we're living too long, this is your second lease on life. You start again. You reboot your whole life at 60, and you could do anything you want because all of that time is a bonus.
Well, you can't do anything you want, can you? Because you're old and horrible.
No, these days, 60 doesn't mean you can't do things. I don't buy that for a second. Gareth, 60, you're not unfit and miserable by 60.
But you've got no hair and you've got this horrible skin pigmentation.
Only if you're a man. Women are fine at 60.
But 60 is not the 60 we used to know.
None of us are fine at 60. None of us are fine at 50. This whole thing about, looking good for your age, that is the biggest backhanded compliment known to man.
No, it's not. Some people age better than others.
Yeah, but you still don't look great at 50. You might look okay or passable, but you don't look like you do at 25.
No, but yeah, well,
of course not.
No, not.
Yeah.
But so, I mean,
how are you meant to reboot a new life when you look like an old piece of biltong?
Well, no, would you rather look horrible at 50 or look better than your age at 50? I think most of us would opt
take
for
it,
the
ben.
Second option.
Take the
looking
the,
better at your age, like going to a classroom of idiots and going, "Oh, you're smart." It's such a.
It's still better, Ben.
Yeah, I still have faith.
It's still better.
I don't know. I know a lot of people who look better in their 30s and 40s than they did in their 20s, and that's not an effective age. That's like getting into yourself. You understand. You fit your body better. You know?
You grow into yourself. You grow into that bitch.
This is the guy. By all accounts, you should be giving up on life. You should just be retarding and going backwards and retrogressing in every way. But you're the one who's trying to break this 100 meters in 12 seconds.
But I still look a whole lot better 10 years ago.
I saw your cat sitting next to a giant... what's the weight called? Like a barbell.
Barbell.
Yeah, I saw your cat sitting next to a barbell. I'm like, oh, well, if Ben's using that, he hasn't given up on life.
No, I haven't given up on life, but I'll never look as good as I did 10 years ago.
None of us will.
That's my whole point, is that we can try talk a good game, but ultimately we are always just secondary beings.
Oh, horseshit. What a misery. What an unhappy way to start your day. Today, if you listen to Ben, I apologize.
No, but I'm not unhappy about it. Just that I'm being realistic about it.
Okay, so where's your prime age? Where do you want to be? If you could ideally,
looks wise, because that's all that really counts in the greater scheme of things. 25, obviously.
25.
You reckon you looked the best that you've ever looked, and you felt the best you've ever felt physically at 25?
Well, I was drunk a lot, so I don't know if I was felt the best I could have felt. I probably feel better now, but I looked a whole lot better at 25.
All right.
It's as simple as that. Like, I can't escape that.
Okay.
No matter what I do, I can never better that.
We can't ask Sia. He's not in his prime.
That's what I'm going to say. We can't ask
I'm
you.
I'm still praying for that Pharrell gene, so I hope I peak at like 40.
Yeah. There are people who do, like Pharrell.
Exactly.
Like that Jennifer werewolf. Lopez. Jennifer Lopez looked like she was working in a fish restaurant until she
money.
Got to about 35.
It's called money.
Absolutely it's money, but it's possible is the point. You said it was impossible.
It is.
Mubs, if you could be any age for the rest of eternity, what would you be?
Yeah, 25, 28, anything between those two.
Okay. Okay.
And this is just based solely on looks, right? We aren't going to be deep in philosophy.
Yeah, no, no, we don't need
your mindset at 25 for some people.
Let's imagine physically you stay a certain age, but you can mentally improve and become wiser and figure out more stuff as you go. Because that's an effect of time. That's got nothing to do with maturity. I think if you had a 25-year-old brain or you had a 50-year-old brain, the fact that you're smarter at 50 or you're more worldly wise, you understand your environment, you're mature, is not because you have an older brain, it's because you've experienced more. That's all.
Yeah, that's the strange thing about mental abilities, because I feel more confident now, even though I look a lot worse because of my mind, my brain.
Amanda doesn't know what the hell we're talking about. She's like, what are you people on? What are you old people talking about?
Yeah, no, I'm cool. I'm 20.
You're all right. Yeah.
Amanda, what's old to you, just by the way?
Yeah, what do you think when will you consider yourself to be past your prime and over the hill?
Dave Levinson's age. I think that's what we all consider.
No, he's like 100 though, isn't he? That's far too old.
I think like 60, hey?
60, you're too old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
It is just a number, because there are 60s and then there are 60s. I buy what Ben's saying to a degree, but I think I know people who are youthful and fun and pleasant to be around, and they don't care what age they are. In fact, they might even get better.
Yeah, I will be one of the few, but I'll still be 60.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to be turning heads.
I don't know. Please, you're not turning heads now.
Well, exactly, because I'm 35. So
what's this conversation
proves my point, what 60 glasses will be like.
What you are doing is you're creating a giant shadow with your giant head. Cliffcentral.com.